Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 29th of June, recording at 8:48 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here on another fascinating day. First, in stock markets, Asia, a steady tone. Australia, which had lagged somewhat recently, up 1.23%. The Nikkei up 1.54%. Malaysia testing its high. India, another good day to the upside. European stock markets, a bit of a catch-up move here today. Strong gains across the boards. UK up 1.5%, takes back up to the FTSE 100 of 5855. Best gain that I see here, Stockholm, Sweden, up 2.5%. And Wall Street's not quite closed, but it's near the higher side of the day. And the S&P is currently up 0.8%. A little less on the NASDAQ here, 0.41%. Okay, long-dated government bond futures prices. I'm pleased to say another hit to the downside. See, I'm pleased to say that because I have some shorts there, and so do some of you, I know. And it's been masochistic recently. But the last few days really have turned things around. But more on that in a moment. U.S. dollar is a bit weaker in here today, particularly against the resources currencies. The Aussie's back up to 106.72. The New Zealand dollar is close to a breakout against the greenback. I don't have that level before my eyes. The euro up to 144.29. The dollar is a little firmer against the Swiss franc, however. More on that in a moment, if I remember. Grain and bean complex gave up some early gains. The precious metals were firmer today, particularly platinum, up 40. That's a late run, giving that an additional boost here today. 1734, that's trading at. Palladium, pretty good, 753. Crude oil. NYMEX up to 94.90. That's up $2. And let's have a look. I haven't at Brent here. I haven't seen that today. Brent, oof, that's up 3.68 to 112.46. So that's pretty good rally here overall. Okay. So what can we make of it all? Well, in terms of stock markets, it's been a good, vigorous rally here. I think there's a fair amount of short covering. There inevitably is in a situation like this. But I think there's also some bargain hunting going on, and justifiably so. The dynamics have been good, so it's certainly drawn a line in the sand here. And what we can, of course, say against that background is that stock market indices would have to break beneath their June reaction lows to signal renewed vulnerability. Now, so what? You might say, well, I think that's quite an important point because you know you've got every possible view out there in the marketplace, and all you have to do is be on the mailing list for a few of these free services and or the paid services and read the papers. You get all sorts of contrasting views. That's what makes a market. That's often the case. But in line with the correction, and this was predictable and predicted here that sentiment deteriorates during a corrective phase and is usually at its nadir just before the turn, or at its extreme just before the turn. And so we've seen that, and that will prey on people's minds. Well, here's just the technical advantage for you, that we can't have a deeper correction, let alone the major blowout that some people have been forecasting, without taking out the June lows. It's as simple as that. So while those June lows hold, I don't think you need to ask too many searching questions regarding your portfolio, and you can sleep at night. If the June lows get taken out, then we have to reassess, because the implication would be, the clear indication would be, at least a further corrective phase during what is this period generally of underperformance in markets. So the way this has been playing out so far, I'm gratified to see the technical rally, because I predicted the technical rally. And what that also does is puts our best case scenario in with more than a shout. It's improved the odds, as I said yesterday, or no, I said it a couple of days ago, or whenever. I might have written it yesterday as well. But it improves the odds that our best case scenario, which was stock markets, some of the bigger important ones in the West, such as the S&P, well, represented by the S&P, and the DAX index for Germany, that they would just see mean reversion corrections to their 200-day moving averages, and a number of other stock markets would be in line with that. And the ASEAN sector would hover near their highs before giving a breakout lead to the upside. That's the best case scenario that Owen and I have outlined over the last month or more. And the odds of that have improved somewhat, and the odds of a comparatively shallow and very shallow relative to 2008 bear market, those odds have diminished somewhat in here. And I'm really going to leave it at that, but I certainly can sleep at night with my portfolio. A lot of those fuller money themes have steadied up near their 200-day moving averages, not least the miners, and that's very very gratifying. And well, I think I pretty well covered it. What about these long-dated government bond prices? And I said it'd be masochistic being short. And mind you, this is something that this is a market that I expect to be shorting on and off for the next, well, for the rest of my life, actually. Because having seen a 28-year bull market defined by falling yields, or yields ranging lower over that period, I wouldn't be surprised to see a similar duration of yields ranging higher, but obviously with lots of pullbacks and so on. But the overall major secular trend would be up, in my opinion, for those long-dated government bond yields. Well, we'll see, or I hope I am around to see that all unfold, and in which case I'll be trading a lot of it along the way. And I have been using that baby steps tactic, but my last entry point was not well timed, thus having those positions move against me and you if you tracked me, but you were probably smarter and did less at that time. I got a little over enthusiastic. But the technical action, and I've reviewed the yields here today, I mean, these U.S. yields, for instance, and well, they're all fairly similar in terms of the Western yields, taking the Canadian ones, U.K. Bunds, which are less volatile, But sticking with the US ones for a moment, yields fell for 11 consecutive weeks prior to this week. It's a pretty rare occurrence. And moved back to an important low, as you'll see on the charts, and have broken those downtrends rather dramatically. We're only 3 days into the week, but a number of weekly key reversals are showing. They may not end as weekly key reversals if bond prices were to weaken for any reason over the next couple of days, but they're very well. But again, they might even look better. But the bottom line point here is that these are pretty convincing dynamics. And ditto for the futures prices on the downside. Definitely worth having a look. Now, let's see what else in here. Commodity markets. I'd like to see more respite in terms of this setback, but that would probably require. Almost inevitably would require a reversal of this technical rally in stock markets. Because if animal spirits come back to stock markets in a big way, rather than just short covering and a little bit of bargain hunting, then animal spirits would come back into the commodity markets in a big way, beyond just a little bit of short covering and some bargain hunting. So again, commodities, an opportunity on the rally phase, and also a concern, as I've mentioned before. I will not be happy in terms of economic prospects if we see crude oil prices getting back to those highs of a couple of months ago, let alone anything higher. It's going to happen at some stage, and we deal with it as we go along. So I'm just outlining the various different considerations and factors to watch in this environment. It's certainly going to be exciting, isn't it? Now, what about this precious metals market? Well, they got a late hit, as you know, last week in terms of contagion selling. It was particularly pronounced in platinum. Owen's got an interesting piece on the South African mines today, and evidently there's some youth movement, ANC youth movement, talking about nationalizing the mining companies. Needless to say, were that to happen, it would give platinum a big speculative boost on the upside. But platinum fell most sharply, so that this may just be again a short covering rally plus some bargain hunting in here. But it's certainly drawn a line under these under platinum, and I think we could say we've drawn a line under all of these precious metals in here. Today they're still ranging. It's still a period of seasonal underperformance generally, and they look on course to me for a resumption of a number of the upward trends. And that would include gold, certainly platinum and palladium. It would be a harder climb for silver given the extent of the acceleration that it had seen to the upside previously. But in the fourth quarter of this year. So we seem to be on schedule here for these various outcomes. But you know, things can change quickly for both the better, as we've seen recently, or the worse. And the worse would be those commodity markets running away to the upside. Let's have a little sip of water. Now, grains and beans. They're a little oversold short term, as are many commodities. So I wouldn't be surprised to see some technical rebounds here, particularly with corn. Which has been well, they've all come down, but I say particularly corn because that Probably still has the best fundamental picture in the sense that global stocks are low, and the US and Chinese crops got off to a difficult start. Although the weather outlook has improved, they'll also face, the US one at any rate, will face a late harvest, and that can cause trouble. And if we get a hot July, that would also cause trouble, as we saw last year. If you get a hot July at nighttime, that's important. I mean, it doesn't matter how hot it is during the day, but if it's also hot in the evening, then the sugars don't move upwards from the roots into the kernels. Okay. I think that's pretty much it. I'm here today. An exciting day. So, can't wait to see what happens tomorrow. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you. And I'll do a portfolio review, my personal long-term equity investment portfolio. I may have a shot at that tomorrow. All the best.